USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least 200 U.S. companies were the victim of a ransomware attack on Friday, targeting the networks of small businesses. Cybersecurity experts say the attack was focused on a company that supplies network software to spread the malicious software. A criminal group based in Eastern Europe or Russia is being blamed for the attack, the same group that's believed to have perpetrated the attack on meat supplier JBS earlier this year. President Biden told reporters Saturday in Michigan that the U.S. would retaliate if the Russians are found to be involved.
They're directing the intelligence community to give me a deep dive on what's happened, and I'll know better tomorrow, and if it is, either with the knowledge of and or the consequence of Russia, then I told Putin we will respond. We're not certain. The initial thinking was it was not the Russian government.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Despite reports that security fencing that was installed in the wake of the January 6th riots will soon be coming down, the Capitol building is still closed to most visitors. Brad Bernards has more.
As it had been nearly 16 months, longer than any time in the nation's history, the U.S. Capitol is closed to most public visitors. The 1-2 punch of the coronavirus pandemic that shuttered the Capitol's doors in the spring of 2020 and the deadly insurrection by then-President Donald Trump's supporters on January 6th has left the icon of American democracy unopened to all but a select few. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the Milwaukee Bucks are returning to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1974, after defeating the Atlanta Hawks 118-107 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee's Chris Middleton put up 32 points to lead all scorers and started off the third quarter on a personal 16-0 run. Game 1 of the Finals against the Phoenix Suns is Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House approved a $715 billion infrastructure bill earlier this week that focuses on surface and water projects. House Democrats believe the measure could be a first step in getting a larger bipartisan bill done, with the framework of a $1.2 trillion bill already signed off on by the White House and a group in the Senate. But Representative Jeff Van Drew believes this week's bill has no chance of getting through the Senate. The New Jersey Republican tells Fox News that the bill, called the Invest in America Act, doesn't do enough to solve the nation's infrastructure issues while being nothing more than a messaging bill for Democrats.
And they worked out a bill that is not 50% the Green New Deal. This is 50% Green New Deal stuff in this bill. They worked out a bill that really would deal with, and they haven't done it yet, they have the framework, with roads, with bridges, with broadband, with what we know, is really important to everyone. The bottom line is, our country, our roads are falling apart, our bridges are falling apart, our dams aren't strong, and yet we're fooling around with messaging bills, which are most of the stuff in it does nothing but hurt. And by the way, it actually increases the red tape. It's going to take longer and cost more to get infrastructure done. Every man, woman, and child who is an American is going to pay more if this bill actually became law.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.